And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Wilson.
Carson.
Surprised to see me?
With both your arms intact, yeah. Do you know I have men looking for you?
I figured. That's why I decided to talk to you myself.
So what makes you so brave all of a sudden?
This.
Whew. That's a lot of money.
It's everything I owe you.
Yeah? And who'd you steal this from?
I'm clean, Wilson. It's all above board.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how did you manage to hold on to this much cash? I mean, normally you'd have gambled it away in 2 hours. Or 2 minutes. What's changed? You found religion or something?
I want to get my family back.
You really think they're waiting for you?
No. But I can hope.
Yeah, well then say hi to your wife and kids for me. Where'd you say they're living now?
A little town east of here. It's called Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
I'm starving.
What are we having for dinner?
Filet mignon.
What's that?
Some really fancy steak.
Oh, yuck.
Just kidding. We're having macaroni and chicken nuggets.
Yay!
Oh, hey, Grady.
Wooten.
Hi.
Oh, hey, guys. What's up?
What are you doing here? This isn't your mail route.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm trying to avoid that cat over on 3rd Street. I think I saw him assembling an Acme mailman eliminator. Those things never work. Hey, Grady, did you hear the announcement on Friday about the picnic on Saturday for your Sunday school class?
No.
Oh, there's going to be a bouncy house with no age or weight restrictions. Woohoo!
I've got some things to do on Saturday. I'm not going to make it.
Oh, well, okay, then I guess I'll see you at church on Sunday.
Probably not. I'm going to be real busy on Sunday.
Wow, real busy. It sounds like you got a packed weekend, buddy.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Okay, well, I better head the other way then. You see that tunnel under the bridge over there?
Yeah.
That is actually not a tunnel, my friend. It is a wall painted to look like a tunnel. Okay, I'll see you guys around.
Bye, Wooten.
Bye.
Bye.
So, what are you doing on Saturday and Sunday, Grady?
I don't know.
If you don't know, then why did you tell him you were busy?
I don't want to go to the picnic or church.
You lied?
I was letting him down easy.
Why did you want to go to church?
I'm done with that stuff.
Why?
I don't want Mom and me to get in a fight.
You won't get in a fight?
We already did. She doesn't like some of the stuff Wooten and Mr. Whittaker have been teaching me.
Like what?
Like about becoming a Christian.
What's that mean?
It means I'd give my life to Jesus and start following him.
She wouldn't care.
Oh, yeah? Tell that to Wooten. He and his dad haven't gotten along in years. And it's because Wooten's a Christian.
Wow.
Come on, let's see if dinner's ready.
Hi, Grady. Samantha, it's good to see you again. Grady, don't you recognize me?
Dad?
What if your kids could spend 2 weeks in Odyssey? They can with a 2-week free trial in the Adventures in Odyssey Club, a place for 8 to 12-year-olds and their families to explore endless character-building and faith-filled adventures in an online club. Find over 800 Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas, plus exclusive member episodes, video content, online activities, devotionals, and more. Start your 2-week free trial today. Just go to aioclub.org/free trial. It might become your kids' new favorite place.
Daddy!
Hey, sweetie. How are you, Grady?
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm not real sure yet. We'll have to see.
What's that supposed to mean?
I need to talk to your mom first.
You haven't talked to her yet?
No, I've been waiting out here. I'm a little nervous about what she's gonna say.
What do you mean? She's gonna be happy. You're back.
I hope so, Sam.
We have to go in for dinner. Are you coming in or not?
I'll come in, if you lead the way.
Are you staying for good?
I don't know.
I want you to see my room. I have a picture of you. Mom didn't let me put it on my dresser, but I have it in my drawer.
Okay.
Where have you been?
We'll talk about it later.
But why did you
have to... Be patient, son. Let me talk to your mother first.
Mom, we're home. And we have a visitor.
Oh, Sam, I didn't make enough food to...
Hey, Christy.
What do you want, Carson?
Right now, I'd settle for just a greeting.
Come outside with me.
Okay.
What do you want?
Nothing. Nothing. I just want to let you know that I'm in town. And I'd like to talk to you.
About what?
Lots of different things. Good things. Good things. I'm staying at the Odyssey Motel. Here's my cell number.
Fine. I can't stop you from being in town, but you are not welcome in this apartment.
I understand. Maybe I'll see you around.
Mommy, where is he?
He left.
What? Daddy!
Sam, he's gone.
What did you say to him?
I told him he couldn't stay.
Why?
Honey, he doesn't want to stay.
Now he won't. Why'd you have to be so mean to him?
He is not who you think he is.
He's my dad, isn't he? I want my dad!
Sam! Oh, why did he have to come back?
What do you think he wants?
Oh, it could be anything. I don't know. I guess I've never known. I have to go talk to Sam.
Okay. Well, I'm not waiting around to find out what he wants.
Tom and Harry and Billy.
Coming! Grady.
Hey.
How'd you know what room I was in?
The motel's not that big, and your truck's right out front.
Makes sense. Did your mom drive you?
Mom's car isn't working. I rode my bike.
Wow, that's quite a ride. Does she know you're here?
No.
You shouldn't be here without her permission, you know.
Then I wouldn't be here at all. I came for some answers.
All right. I'll tell you what I can. On the way home. So, did your mom say anything about me last night?
She has the same questions I do.
Okay. So what do you want to know?
Let's start at the beginning. Why did you leave?
It's complicated, Grady. I left because I had a problem. I was hooked on gambling.
What does that have to do with anything?
Grady, a gambling addiction is serious. I piled up debts that I had no way of paying back. I used up all of our savings. Do you remember when we kept getting kicked out of apartments every few months?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's because I gambled away our rent money. We barely had anything.
We barely have anything now. That doesn't mean we're going to run away and leave our family.
Yeah, but I was hurting you. When you were six, you came home from school one day with an envelope full of money. You said it was for the family.
Oh, yeah. I took it out of the cash box at school when Mrs. Hogan wasn't looking.
Yeah. Yeah, my six-year-old was stealing to cover up for my bad habits. I taught him how to steal. Listen, I know leaving wasn't the best solution, but at the time, I thought I was doing more harm than good.
So, what about now? Have you changed your mind?
Yes. Yes, I have, Grady. I'm at a place where I think I can make things right. That is, if you and your mom will let me.
Does that mean you stopped gambling?
Yes, yes. I haven't gambled in 6 months.
6 months? Why did you wait so long to come back?
I wanted to make sure I was over it. Listen, I've changed, Grady, and I want our lives to change. I want to fix things. I know it's going to take a little time, I know. But I'm willing to try. Here, would you give this envelope to your mom?
Sure.
Thanks. Maybe I'll see you around.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot believe he
believed. Hey, Mom!
I'm in your bedroom! What is this? Oh, there's so much stuff here.
Hey, I just...
And how long has it been since you've cleaned this closet?
Clean the closet?
Oh, you're not familiar with the concept.
Isn't the closet supposed to be the place where you stuff things when you want to clean the rest of your room?
Not exactly. The closet is for clothes, shoes, a few toys, maybe?
Wow.
Start pulling it all out from the top. I don't want everything to crash down on you. Now, what were you saying?
I saw Dad.
You... What? Where?
I went to see him.
Grady!
I'm sorry, but I had to know.
Know what?
Why he left, why he came back, that kind of stuff.
And, well, what did he say?
He says he's back to fix things.
Yeah.
Why don't you believe him?
Why should I?
He says he's changed.
You don't know how many times he's said that before, Grady.
He says he hasn't gambled in 6 months.
So he says, but you don't know your father. If it isn't gambling, then it'll be something else. And he's always sorry for what he's done, over and over. After a while, you don't want to hear how sorry he is.
What if it's true this time? What if he really wants to prove himself? Why not let him?
I just can't bring myself to trust him. You watch. He'll be gone in a week. Oh, Grady! There are dirty dishes in the closet.
Closets aren't for dirty dishes either? What good are they?
Get them to the sink.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, Dad wanted me to give this to you.
Oh, what is it?
He didn't tell me.
Whoa, there's a lot of money in here.
Looks like there's a note.
Oh. I owe you more, but at least this is a start. Carson.
Wow. Can I have my allowance now?
Chess is a remarkable game. A game of perilous moves and countermoves, with each step designed to attack, lure, trap, and ultimately destroy your adversary. A game of skill, intelligence, cleverness, ruthlessness, and a game of surprises. You may think you know the story of Dr. Regis Blackard and his worthy adversary, John Avery Whittaker, but what if you don't? What if there's more to the story, much more than anyone ever realized? And what if Blackard and Whittaker knew it all along? Yes, chess is a remarkable game. A game of strategy, a game of war, a game of life and death. Let the game begin.
Discover the Blackard Chronicles book series from Focus on the Family Publishing, based on stories from the hit audio drama series Adventures in Odyssey, available at focusonthefamily.com/store and Christian bookstores.
John Avery Whittaker's extraordinary life is a real page-turner, a saga that can't be told in just one book. The Young Wit book series chronicles the incredible journey of Wit's childhood and how he became the man he is today. Come along with Johnny as he defends his family honor while solving the mystery of Confederate gold that's been missing since the end of the Civil War, as he reveals the secrets of a coffin buried under the spooky old Granville Mansion, and investigates the mysterious strangers who are a little too interested in the town bank. And that's just the beginning. Johnny also has to uncover the truth about an ancient journal he discovered in an old trunk willed to him by his grandfather. It could change his life forever.
Unbelievable! Just unbelievable!
It's one amazing adventure after another for young John Avery Whittaker.
Bring the family together for Adventures in Odyssey's Young Wit book series. Book 3, Young Wit and the Thieves of Barrymore, is now available. So go to witsend.org/store and get the entire 3-book series today.
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through Wit's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I am Eric the Red.
They're Vikings.
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
All right, I tried to call your mom. She's not answering her cell phone.
She gets in a lot of trouble if she answers her cell phone at work.
You can give me the thermometer now. You have a little fever, not much.
So are you sending me back to class?
I think I should send you home, just to be safe. Unfortunately, I can't get a hold of your mom or your neighbor. You got anybody else I can call?
I have my dad's cell phone number.
So, are you really sick?
I guess.
You didn't pull the old thermometer on the light bulb trick, did you?
The what?
You know, where you fake a fever and... Never mind. I'm gonna have to work on this being a good father thing. Listen, when you get home, go inside and drink a lot of water and head straight to bed, okay?
Are you coming in?
No. I'll just wait in the parking lot outside your apartment until your mom gets home.
Okay. Thanks for picking me up.
No problem. It's what a father should do for a son.
Who's under my car?
Ow. Oh.
Carson, what are you doing here?
Oh, hey, Christy. Grady called me from school and he wasn't feeling very well, so I brought him home.
I wonder why he didn't call Wooten.
Couldn't tell you. And since I was hanging around anyway, thought I'd take a look at your car. You had a bad alternator.
Oh.
I picked one up down the street. I just finished up. So, you should be good to go.
You fixed it.
Why don't you get in and start her up and see?
Okay. Since when do you know how to fix cars?
I learned.
You learned.
Oh, yeah. Purring like a kitten, huh?
Impressive.
No sweat.
So where did the money come from? In the envelope?
I earned it.
Doing what?
Fixing cars.
The light switch in the closet stayed broken for 5 years. You don't know how to fix anything.
I do now. Things change, Christy. People change.
You didn't win that money gambling.
No, not a penny of it. I'm earning money legitimately. And there's more to come, too.
Oh, so you're telling me you're sticking around?
For good.
I'm gonna be a hard sell. You know that, don't you?
Sure, I do. But I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just want to make things right.
We'll see about that. Thanks for fixing my car.
You got it.
All right, good job, guys.
Go, Grady!
Take it all the way, Grady. Oh, Ref, he tripped him. Didn't you see that? Oh, is that Ref even paying attention?
I'm thirsty.
Me too. Is the concession stand open?
Looks like it.
Well, then let's go.
Mom? Is that Dad?
Where?
Up on top of that hill.
That is him.
Can I go see him?
I'll tell you what. Get us a Coke and we'll split it, and I'm going over there.
Okay.
So, now you're a soccer dad?
Oh, Christy. Hi. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be here. But I knew he had a game.
It's okay.
He's pretty good.
Gets that from you.
Oh, but the determination he gets from you.
What am I supposed to make of this, Carson? That you're reformed? That you're prepared to be a real father now?
I don't know what to tell you, Christy. Except I know I've made mistakes. And I want to do it right. For once.
Wanting it is different than actually taking on the responsibility.
I know.
Listen, sometimes we go out for burgers after the game. You can join us if you want.
Sure.
Mommy, I need another quarter.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey.
Do you want to watch the game with us?
Well, your mother invited me to get burgers with you afterward.
Yay!
Here's a quarter, Sam.
Be right back.
Carson, if you let them down again or hurt them in any way, I...
Don't worry. That's not going to happen.
Maxi Deluxe Cheeseburger with extra cheese and cheesy fries. And a milk, please.
Why don't they just bring out the whole cow, Sam?
You know what? That sounds good. Bring me a cow, too.
I'll have those orders right out for you folks.
So, Burger World.
It's about all we can afford, Carson.
I'm not criticizing. Burger World is perfect.
Well, Grady loves it. You were here with Wooten a few weeks ago, weren't you?
Yeah, he brought me here after we...
After what?
Oh, never mind.
It was after you and Wooten won the father-son laser tag tournament, right?
Thanks, Sam.
You went to a father-son tournament?
Yeah, they allow substitutes.
You know, I've heard Wooten's name a few times now. I'd really like to meet him.
Well, why don't you introduce him, Grady?
Oh, I don't know. I don't see Wooten much anymore.
He's right over there.
What?
In the ball pit. I'll get him. Wooten!
He's in the ball pit?
Wooten's not really what I would call normal.
Me and Grady are good buddies.
Oh, you guys just wait. The ball pit alligator shall return. Oh, hello, McKay family and unnamed person.
This is my dad.
Really? Wow, I'm honored to meet you, Mr. McKay. You've really got some great kids.
Thanks. I've been hearing your name quite a bit, too.
Yeah, that's because I've become a verb here in Odyssey.
A what?
Yeah, if a kid is being silly, parents tell him to quit wooting around.
Is that a word in the dictionary?
Oh, not yet, but it's getting ready to sweep the whole nation.
We should show you Wooten's house, Daddy. It's really fun.
Sam, it's rude to invite yourself to someone's house.
This isn't someone. It's Wooten.
Yeah, I'm not a someone. It's no problem. Why don't you come over tomorrow?
I'm game.
Would you like to pull up a chair and join us?
Oh, I'd really love to, thank you, but I already have plans.
We'll see you tomorrow, then.
Yeah, see you there. And now my alligator plan to take over the ball pit. Rah!
Wait for me, Wooten.
Oh, okay, yeah. Make that the ball pit alligator and his sidekick, the ball pit baby piranha. Ah!
So, Grady, I see a pinball machine over there. Do you play?
Not really.
Good. Then maybe I'll win. I'll challenge you.
Sure.
All right. Let's see. Loser has to eat all the pickles that Sam and I take off our burgers.
Aw, yeah.
Okay, let's go. Oh, hang on a second. All right. I don't know the number. Grady, go ahead and start the game, and I'll meet you right over there, okay?
All right.
Excuse me, Christy.
Sure.
Hello?
Hello, Carson. How's the family?
Wilson, what do you want?
We need to talk some business.
I paid you.
Yes, Carson did. But Murray still owes a pretty hefty sum.
Who's Murray?
You thought you were so slick, didn't you? Borrowing money in two different names?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We keep the records, Carson. We're used to people trying to con us.
Okay, I can't talk about this right now.
We want that money.
I'll get it to you. I promise.
Yes, you will. By Friday.
What? But...
Everything you owe in anyone's name by Friday.
That's too soon.
You should have thought of that before you tried to con us.
Come on, now.
By Friday.
Okay. I'll find a way.
Good. I'll call you and we'll arrange the pickup.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Dad. It's your turn. Are you going to play?
Sure. I'll be right there.
It sounds like things aren't going to go as smoothly for Grady as it looked. Stay tuned for scenes of our next adventure. Meanwhile, if you ever want to write to us, our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, be sure to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called The Highest Stakes. And be sure to visit us on the web at witsend.org.
This is a great house, Wooten.
Wait till you see floor 2.5.
The Exhaustive Guide to Turnips.
Pick it up.
Okay, but I don't understand what...
Wow!
I found this room by accident one day. Hmm. Wooten told me to keep it a secret and not to tell anyone.
You can trust me. Hey, do you remember that envelope I gave you for your mom?
You're in trouble again, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
It's dangerous. Are there people after you?
Why would you say that?
You're acting scared.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Highest Stakes was written by Marshall Younger and Nathan Hubler and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Nathan Jones. Our vocal talent included Julianne Busher, Dave Bittrin, Jordan Orr, Mary Mauser, and Patrick Labrateau, with Jess Harnell as Wooten.
Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.